This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the greatest acts of Allah's love is gifting us the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and making us members of his ummah. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha said, "One day I saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a cheerful face. He looked extra happy. So she said, 'Ya Rasulullah, make dua for me.' The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'O Allah, forgive Aisha for her past and future sins, the ones she did in secret and the ones she did in public.'" And as you can imagine, Aisha radiallahu anha was so happy, so much so that she laughed so much that her head fell from the lap of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so the Prophet said to her, "Does my supplication make you happy?" And Aisha said, "How could your supplication not make me happy?" And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By Allah, this is my supplication for my nation in every prayer. He loves you so much. He made dua for you in every prayer. We don't even remember to make dua for our own selves in every prayer. Think about all those times you prayed in a fitting room, or quickly prayed 2 minutes before the time was up, or all those prayers that we prayed when we were sleepy. We forgot to make dua for ourselves. But our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't. He made dua for us in every prayer. And if that's not enough to love him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listen to this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'The believers will be kept waiting on the day of judgment so long that they'll become worried. And they'll say, let's go find someone to intercede for us with our Lord, so that Allah will relieve us from this, because it's so horrific.' So they'll run and they'll go to Adam, and they'll say, 'Intercede for us with your Lord.' And he'll say, 'I'm not fit for it. Go to Ibrahim. He is the close friend of the most merciful.' So they'll go to Ibrahim and they'll say, 'Help us.' And he'll say, 'I'm not fit for that. Go to Musa alayhi salam.' And so they'll go to Musa and they'll say, 'Help us.' And Musa alayhi salam will say, 'I'm not fit for it. Go to Isa alayhi salam.' So they'll go to Isa alayhi salam and he'll say, 'I'm not fit for it. Go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.' So they will come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he'll say, 'Ana laha, I'm fit for that.'" Think about that for a moment. The Prophet ﷺ on the Day of Judgment could have went straight to Jannah. He worked so hard in this life. He could have finally relaxed and been content about entering Jannah. But it wasn't enough for him. He was concerned about you and about me. Now let's go back to the narration. The Prophet ﷺ said, "I will ask my Lord for permission to enter his presence, and he will give me permission. And he'll inspire me with words of praise with which I will praise him, words that I don't know yet." So he says, "I'll praise Allah with those words of praise, and then I'll fall into sujood before him. And then Allah will say, 'Oh Muhammad, raise your head, speak, and intercession will be granted to you. Ask and you will be given.' And he said, 'I will say, oh my Lord, Ummati, Ummati, my nation, my nation.' And he'll say, 'Go bring forth everyone in whose heart there is faith, the weight of a barley seed.'" Subhanallah. Have you ever been in a bad situation in life and someone came and helped you out? Maybe it was an instance where you really messed up and someone covered for you. Or someone helped take you out of distress or extreme hardship. Now compare that to the horror and agony of the hellfire. And think about how the Prophet will go through all of this for you and for me. The Prophet ﷺ said, I will go out and I will take them out of the hellfire and take them to paradise. And then I'll go back to my Lord and I'll ask him permission to enter his presence and I'll be permitted. And he'll ask Allah again and then he'll go and he'll get more people and he'll do this two more times. And he'll go to the hellfire and he'll take out the people until no one is left in whose heart there's faith, even the weight of the smallest grain of mustard seed. And he'll remove them from hell and take them to paradise. He didn't want to enjoy Jannah without you, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's the Prophet's love for you. Allah tells us in the Quran, if you really love Allah, then follow the Prophet and Allah will love you and forgive your sins. Allah's most forgiving, He's most merciful. How often do you remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who spent his life making dua for you and thinking about you? Make it a habit of your heart to send salawat, blessings upon him, and follow in his footsteps. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad.